Hi everyone, and welcome to a special edition of the Mexican Soccer Show here in Los Angeles. After seeing the Galaxy beat LAFC 3-2, let's just call that the Zlatan Show, right? I think that's just the Zlatan Show with that hat trick. But before we get into all the Zlatan talk, before we get into
Adam's gonna be on the show partially because you could just walk
oh,
by.
Oh, you can. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we might have some people walking by, so excuse us. Yeah. But before let's start. Let's have everyone introduce themselves. So. Amy.
Hi, first-time listener, first-time caller. My name is Amelia Lopez.
Amy was just given a present right now.
Yes, Adam Serrano, LA Galaxy Insider, just gave me a sticker that says, "We reserve the right to refuse tickets to Chivas."
Oh, wow.
This might be kind of skeptical considering what happened, but okay.
I don't know if there's a correlation.
Okay.
All right, so let's continue. All right, go down. Amy, did you already fully introduce yourself?
No, my name is Amelia Lopez. Yeah. I'm 26 years old. Yeah. I like long walks on the beach. No, I'm happy everybody's here today. It was an exciting game, as always. I wasn't next to Cesar, so I didn't get to see
his face. That is very true.
During the Zlatan goal, that very first goal. But
well, it was shocked nonetheless. Yeah, so
basically like the video that we took?
I mean, I threw my computer. I had to like run down to the stands, pick up my computer, and that's how like crazy it was. But let's continue the introductions down the line. Who do we have here on Amy's right?
Hello, everyone. My name is Gustavo Ortega. A big fan of your work, both of you guys. First time actually meeting Cesar right here. It's a pleasure to be here with you guys. Thank you for having me. Great game. The Zlatan Show, correct?
Yeah.
Should we consider him the best in MLS? Maybe for today's game, but I don't know. Carlos Vela had a couple of strong words after today's match.
Yeah, so we'll definitely get into that in just a second. And then on my right, we have...
So Rafael Diaz, first time here. You guys know me from FMF State of Mind. Just excited to hear what you guys think of this game.
Okay, so let's just jump into it. I mean, I just said it was a Zlatan Show. You just said it was a Zlatan Show. Amy... Zlatan Show. Do we all agree that today was his Zlatan Show, or do we have to give a little bit more credit to Vela because he did score those two goals? Maybe. What? No. Amy, it looks like you're about to say something.
No, here. It's just I love these games so much because LA Galaxy is. I keep saying it, but it's my favorite thing to say. They're like the Rock in LAFC's shoe. Like,
yeah.
Because it's insane that you'll have LA Galaxy lose against San Jose the way they did. You'll have LAFC being on the trajectory the way they are, and then you'll have these games, and they just like defy all the rules. It just doesn't make any sense because the next week you'll go into it.
Yeah.
LAFC is going to face Atlanta. They'll probably have a killer game where they like dominate, and you'll have LA Galaxy against Portland, and then you'll have LA Galaxy be LA Galaxy. But these games in particular are just crazy because. Like Bob
and they remain undefeated too. Let's keep that in mind. And
the LAFC still can't beat them, and then you get like the fans in the stands. They're like, "You can't beat us," and it's true. It's like they'll be the best team in the league, but they'll be able to say that here tonight.
Okay. Should we talk a little bit? Okay, so I know just because it is the Mexican Soccer Show, so a lot of people who hear listening to this want to focus on Mexican soccer. Maybe we should talk a little bit about Vela. I don't know, like, what did you think about Vela's performance? Because I feel like that is something we have to talk about because he did still score two goals tonight.
Definitely, I think the problem here is that I think Bradley spoke a little bit of how physical the game was, the intensity of the game. I think he was caught a little off guard. Vela's the kind of player who relies more on his technical ability, and he was going up against a team that was just going all in.
Yeah.
There was definitely some moments of frustration where you saw him sort of like throw a punch to one of the LAFC players from the back.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things where I think he's not used to that sort of physicality.
Yeah.
And you could see it in the second half where they didn't go as much towards his side of the field.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I think he spoke a little after the game where he sort of says, well, I have the numbers to back it up. And I think at the end of the day, he probably is still the best player, in my opinion, in Major League Soccer. But at the end of the day, it's those type of games where he sort of has to put the team on his back. Because he is the leader of the team.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if these guys are throwing punches, they're throwing kicks, whatever. It's his job to just sort of get the team together, get them right mentally, and whether it's these type of games or in the playoffs, that's something he has to learn how to do. It's something that I don't think he's been in the past, and that's something I think Bradley spoke in length at the beginning of the season. That's something he has to do. And for now, I don't think he did it, but it's definitely something that if LFC wants to win the title, that's something he needs to do.
Yeah, so let's talk about that a little bit more, because you guys were, I mean, you guys heard Vela talk at the post-game press conference. Like, what else did Vela have to say? Like, what else was he saying there?
Well, he pretty much talked about the moments he has had in this MLS season. He said that it's not respectful to compare each other's careers. And I think he had a point where he said that right now he's the best player in MLS because of the numbers he has.
And those numbers, it's if I remember correctly, it's 19 goals and 12 assists? Are those
Well, now
numbers?
It's 21.
It's 21, that's 21 right, because he scored the two goals today. Yeah, that's right.
Including those 2 days from today, and I think it shows, no? Zlatan also put a hat-trick, and their goal head-to-toe right there.
Yeah.
Head-to-head, both players, and I think Vela has done a great job of staying, I would say, professional mm-hmm. about it, not saying anything that would, like, bring more fire mm-hmm. into this topic, because I think he was able to say clearly that he is the best player right now because of the numbers.
Yeah.
Maybe history-wise, in when Zlatan compared himself to Vela was because when he was 29, he was in Europe.
That's right. Yeah.
And right now, Vela, in his prime, pretty much, is playing for MLS. But I think both players are bringing great awareness to the league.
Yeah.
These type of matches are what makes these type of games worth it and will bring more viewers into these type of games. Because, like, something from, as we know, in Mexican mm-hmm. league, those type of clasicos, derbies, it doesn't matter how you get here.
Yeah.
If you're doing great or bad, you have to win them.
Right.
Because
yeah.
you have your pride, your whole fan base depending on you, and you want to come out victorious.
Yeah.
And that's what pretty much Galaxy did today.
I mean, we definitely saw that. Mm-hmm. Fan base was definitely yeah. a lot of that. I think, well, mm-hmm. so it was a chant they had. It was a, you can't beat us, was the thing that they
It started mm-hmm. off, we can't hear you, which
oh,
actually,
LAFC,
I didn't,
right?
Yeah.
I didn't get to post that one, but alongside the Spanish chant that they had before the match, they were also saying, we can't hear you. And I mean, there were some fans that were saying, like, this is an invasion, this is going to
yeah.
be our home, et cetera, et cetera.
So by the way, yeah, so some members of 3252 wore camouflage apparel, and then, like, I chatted with one of them, and they said it's because they want it to be, in quotes, like,
right.
an invasion.
Mm-hmm. See, a fan told you that, and then I
yeah.
asked another fan, like, why are you guys in camo? And he literally just shrugged, and he's like, it's the theme, I guess.
He didn't read the rest of the email.
He just
saw the email that just said, like, show up in camo, say, all right,
yeah.
whatever. Like,
we're green. Okay, I'll wear
But
green.
I will say, aside from the whole comparison with Zlatan and Vela, which makes this a really great game, Vela, Bradley, Walker's in, and we're all like, you know what, today LA Galaxy was better. Their
yeah,
intensity
right.
is just that much more, and it's what makes these games so fun.
Yeah.
It's just like, it doesn't make any of us.
Is it me, or Escaloto is bringing that South American physicality into this Galaxy team?
You guys tell me. You guys watch more Galaxy than I do.
Yeah.
So you guys tell
Rob
me.
Rob hasn't talked.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys tell me.
Well, I mean, if I'm being honest, like, we've spoken about this before, how I think the Galaxy, when they're at their best, they're better than LAFC.
Okay.
Right now, I think we've sort of slowly seen the decline of Joe Corona in the midfield, who I think is sort of still adapting. He's not used to this sort of schedule.
Is it difficult for him to play, like, a defensive midfield role? Because someone who watched him in Cholos, I think
mm-hmm.
he's, like, an average defensive midfield. I think he's a little bit better as, like, more of a box-to-box guy. He's a little bit more attack-minded. So maybe is that kind of, like, an issue there for Joe? Or, like,
To be honest, I think he's sort of gotten to a point where the minutes are catching up to him.
I see.
It's not that he can't play that role. With all due respect, I think Major League Soccer assumes different responsibilities as opposed to a league like the Liga
yeah.
MX. I think it's just a matter of the minutes are catching up to him. At the same time, Sebastian Legette is injured.
Yeah.
I think the Galaxy lose a lot.
Really? Interesting. But he's always injured,
he's
though.
He's always
right?
injured, unfortunately.
Yeah.
The last two seasons, he's been struggling a lot with injury. But just the movement in the midfield when all these three are at their best, including Jonathan Dos Santos, which
yeah.
we haven't talked about, I think the Galaxy are a little better than the LAFC. There was a brief moment where I think they won five games. I think it was
at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
They started.
Mm-hmm. And part of it was just like watching that midfield was a joy. Mm-hmm. Then again, Sebastian Legette got injured.
Alessandrini.
Alessandrini, which
yeah.
We haven't talked about Riyad Antuna a lot.
Yeah.
But it's different because we watch Jonathan Dos Santos with the Mexico national team.
Yeah.
And he's sort of blessed to have somebody like Andrés Guardado next to him.
Yeah. Edson Álvarez right
Edson
behind
Alvarez
him.
Edson Álvarez right yeah. behind him. He doesn't have that here. Like, you can tell there's times where he's like, well, where's the help, you know? Like,
Does it seem like he does more defensive work with the Galaxy? Because I saw him doing a lot of defensive work. And with Mexico, I kind of more used to him being, like, more attack-minded. And over here, it was almost like he was stuck in a little bit deeper central role, and like, alongside with, like, Joe. And I feel like I saw a lot of that today.
If you want to talk about that, I mean, Antuna was pacing back.
He was.
Today.
Or I remember he had, like, one incredible tackle there.
It was the pass at Velagi Tarasi.
Yes, that was the one.
He came right back. I was like, there's my pace from Antuna.
So I guess we should start talking about, because, like, once again, this is a Mexican sock show. So Antuna, Dos Santos, I thought that they both had pretty good games. I especially thought that Jonah was quite good.
Yeah. I think that at the beginning, Rafa and I were talking, I thought him and Mark Anthony Kay going up against each other, him and Jonah were doing, like, really well. Like, it was really exciting to see. It was almost Mark Anthony Kay's half in the first half.
Yeah.
Towards the beginning. And then
second
Jonah
half,
just completely dominated.
Yeah, second half, like, I don't know what happened to LAFC. Like, I think I was talking to you, Rafa. It was just like, second half, you kind of expected LAFC to kind of be a little bit more awake and try to do something, but it was all Galaxy at first in the early parts of that second half.
Yeah, I mean, it got so intense, and I think that's what everybody loves about it, that Vela and Jonah were arguing with each other and arguing to the ref about each other, which is, I mean, it makes it really interesting. And since we are talking about Mexican players, you know, Antuna, like, stepping up against Vela was just something else, and I think it goes hand in hand with just how confident he's feeling now after that Gold Cup performance.
Oh, yeah.
He was a little shaky at the beginning. I mean, so was the rest of the team, but then everybody just got it together. And he was, like we just said, he just had that fantastic play against Diego Rossi. And I when he subbed off, the fans were just so happy with his performance.
Yeah. So really quickly, so no FDIN today? I know maybe that's not what, like, you guys want to talk about.
Right.
I mean, but I feel like Mexican soccer people are probably interested, like, because, like, I don't know, even, like,
you didn't get any minutes today.
Because my editor, like, from, like, ESPN is, like, sitting next to me. He's like, are you excited about FDIN? Blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, yeah, dude, of course. How could I not be excited about him? But, like,
I mean,
we were talking to a player,
like,
on the bench. Like,
he was warming up for, like, a good part of the.
So why didn't he play today? Is it, like, has he had, like, a bad, like past few games? Is that why? Or, like.
I think he's probably the same thing. He's just slowed down. Let's not forget, what is he, 17, 18?
Yeah, 18.
He's like 16. 6 years old.
I mean, it's hard. He's playing amongst men, basically.
Yeah.
I thought it was a little surprising he didn't get the start. Araujo got the start, which, if I'm not mistaken, is a Mexican-American as well.
Yeah.
Which caught me by surprise because he was.
Are we gonna get technical? Isn't Corona also too?
Joe Corona is but it's because the reason why we're not focusing Joe too much is because he doesn't play for the Mexican
national
team,
right? Yeah.
I'm just saying, if we're just gonna get technical, let's just throw that in there.
But
too.
I mean, he started as sort of a winger, kind of, like, I don't really know, which is not his natural position. He usually plays as fullback. I don't know if that was because, again, Galaxy were just trying to be more physical. But that was certainly an option that Scalotto went with instead of Efrain. I do hope to see him more often as the season progresses, just because I personally think he's insanely talented. Like, there are players where you can tell they're really good by just the way they touch the ball. Like, you see Vela, and it's just something about him. It's not that...
You can tell he's just on a different level. You can just tell he's on a different level,
The way he sort of shields the ball, the way he gets the ball, there's just something about it. Like, I know coaches see a player and they're like, that guy has it.
Yeah.
That is Efrain to me. Of course, he's still young and he's still growing. But I can envision where... I think moments in the future where this guy is going to be a centerpiece of this team. And as a Mexico fan, I hope that does happen because this is
when you players in the
well, I mean, just somebody who's local here as a Mexican American who grew up in LA, seeing somebody like me, you know, get a chance to one of the big teams in LA is sort of cool. You know?
Yeah. Well, I'm 30. Do you think I still have a chance to play for Altria? No,
think.
I'm from the LA.
Already
no.
Had this discussion.
No. I'm technically around the same age as Chicharito. You know, just you know, if Jimenez is having a hard time, Chicharito just. Put me out there.
Sure.
All right, Amy, we're close to 15-minute mark, so why don't you close this out? Why don't you give me a look as if you want to, like, extend this a little?
Well, there's just a lot of people here, and you and I always talk. People are talking.
Oh, no, I feel like we're going a little back and forth over here, so I feel like you should close this out.
Sure, why not?
I'll even turn the I'm going to turn my phone towards you.
No, this is fun. It's always a fun time. These games are always a lot of fun. I have a fantastic time. It's actually kind of cool because you obviously started, you and I, with the Mexican Soccer Show. I see Gustavo and Rafa constantly at LA games. So it's kind of cool to have this just, you know, joint thing of just LA people, but also Mexican people.
Yeah.
And Cesar.
What?
No, but I mean, I hope all of the listeners who got our insight about Mexican players got the insight, but also got to hear about how exciting this game is. And if you haven't had a chance to catch it, make time to catch it. Weasel said he was supposedly going to make it, but he
next
didn't.
Month, right?
So, yeah.
Again?
People like Weasel who say that.
So we're going to end it by criticizing Weasel? Is that where any of the pod?
It's been a long day. Why not?
All right. We'll leave it there. Hopefully Weasel listens to this. And, yeah, we'll catch you on the next episode of the Mexican Talk Show. Thanks, guys.